Our next storyteller is Vicky Ho. Vicky writes, woo! Vicky writes cautionary tales for the Alaska Dispatch News. She's got a lot of fans in the audience, yeah. And lots of you may have read that. There was just one yesterday or today. But anyway, she writes about lessons learned the hard way in the outdoors. When she's not exploring the Chugach Mountains, she's thinking about them and all the ways they are trying to kill her. So please welcome Vicky Ho.
So I'm used to doing a lot of things alone, but that wasn't always the case. You know, before I moved here from Colorado. I never would have hiked alone, never would have camped alone, but I moved here alone. And I had a boyfriend at the time, and he was supposed to join me that fall. This was, when I moved here, it was back in January 2015. A few months later, I got dumped. I mean, just, I was so sad. I was a complete sad sack. I threw myself into work. I signed up to work 70 hours a week. No one does that. And I didn't really have much of a social life. And so I thought to myself, man, Alaska is a terrible place to be alone, right? And I came to a decision one day. I thought, you know, I could either wallow in self-pity forever, or I could try to enjoy some of what Anchorage has to offer. I chose the second path, and I started hiking. And I have to apologize to the Chugach in general. I would start off hiking at this really angry pace. I was still so upset and so sad. You know, I'd be like stomping around, I'd be sweating, I'd be muttering obscenities under my breath. I was the crazy person on the trail that you did not want to run into. And so I'm sorry if you saw me in those early days. But as I would follow the trail, I would approach a summit, you know, get to a lake, be looking up at the canopy of the trees, and I would think, God, this is overwhelming and this is beautiful. And I mean, I loved being out there. But as I was hiking, I was like, man, what was I so upset about in the first place? Completely forgot. So for me, solo hiking is a little bit like free therapy. But there is one trip last spring that really tested how much I love solitude. So last April, I went out to the Rabbit Lake Trailhead after work. I work nights. So I got to the trailhead around 11 p.m. And night hiking is kind of standard operating procedure with me because I've lost my mind. And I strapped on my pack and I headed out in the snow. And after a couple miles, you know, I got tired and lazy and the wind started picking up. And for anyone who's been back in that valley when it's windy, you know that the farther back you get, the worse that wind is. And I knew that at the time, so I thought, you know, I'll stop, I'll head out to the side of the trail, I'll set up camp, I'll go to sleep, it'll be fine. And I climbed into my tent. And while the wind outside wasn't necessarily so bad, once I got into my tent, it was a different story. So if you've seen the movies where there's an engineer or a group of engineers testing out some kind of equipment for a plane or a spacecraft, and they flip a switch, and it activates a wind tunnel, and you hear that whooshing sound all around you in this giant cavernous space. That's what it felt like to be in the tent at that moment. And it felt like a giant was just shaking that tent for a really long time, just some bored giant. It was like, ah. And so I thought, God, I don't know how I'm ever gonna sleep in this tent, but I'm out here, I'm committed. I would see the lights of Anchorage through the tiny little plastic vinyl window of my tent. And that was comforting to me. That was reassuring. I mean, my car is only a few miles away. And eventually I drifted off to sleep. But then about half an hour later, I woke up to the feeling of my tent sliding downhill in the snow. And I don't know if you've ever experienced that sensation before. I just hope to God you never do, because you can't see anything. You can't see anything outside of your tent. All you feel is just, you're going downhill, this tent is taking you down with it. And I stopped briefly, there are some bushes there, thought, what can I do? And then the wind picked up again and sent me down farther. Finally, I came to a stop against some branches, and I dug in an elbow in one corner of my tent, and the heel of my foot in the opposite corner of the tent. My back was braced against the wall. The wind was threatening to send me like end over end down the hillside, and that was the one thing I did not want to happen. So I was like, God, what? Like, a reasonable person at that point says, hey, I'll pack up, I'll go home. But when you're out in the backcountry a lot on your own, you develop a sort of stubborn streak. And sometimes that really helps you. That helps get you through some difficult situations, some weird terrain. You know, sometimes stubbornness really helps you. In this case, it worked against me. And so I spent, I was like this, elbow in one corner, heel on the opposite, back against the wall. I stayed like that in the world's worst game of Twister for about 2 hours. And I would drift off to sleep, and then the wind would pick up again, and I'd jolt awake, and all of my muscles would tense up all over again. So finally, I gave up. Said, hey, this is a horrible idea. And when I was packing up, I saw that my tent had slid all of 15 feet. But in my mind, you know, it could have been 1,500 feet. I had no idea what was going on. So I started hiking back to my car. And by that time, first light started to arrive. And the sky was gray overhead. And slowly, the clouds went away. And it was the most beautiful sunrise I'd ever seen. Like, God, it'd be such a shame to waste this morning. But I hiked back, got to my car, started driving out, and there's one intersection where if I go straight, that's the road that takes me home. But I found myself like a woman possessed. I turned the steering wheel right, and I ended up at the trailhead to Wolverine Peak. So I hiked up to Wolverine Peak. And there's this feeling that I get on almost every hike where I look around and I think, you know, man, I feel so bad for anyone who isn't right here at this moment, at this time, right now. You know, at this place, there's nowhere else I would rather be. I felt that way when I was at Wolverine, even after this hellish night off the Rabbit Lake Trail. And in that moment, I also thought to myself, man, Alaska's a great place to be alone. So thank you.